Hello and welcome to the Rant and Rave podcast. I'm Dave.
And I'm Frank. Dave, good evening to you, my friend. How are you tonight on this fine, fine night, March the 29th, year of our Lord, 2024? Dude, it is Good Friday.
It is Good Friday.
The holy days are upon us, and I couldn't be happier.
Absolutely. Good to see you. Welcome to the show, everybody. Yes, we are actually recording this on Good Friday. I love it. Have a blessed
Fantastic.
Weekend. And yep. I thought we would begin our show. There's so much going on in the world. It is a holy war. Let's begin with a couple of prayers. How about that, dude?
Let's bring it. Let's do it.
Good Friday is not a day to dwell in the darkness, but to remember the light that emerged from it. The hope, love, and grace of Jesus Christ.
Dude, that's beautiful. That is absolutely fantastic. And I will reciprocate with the Franksters version, a little bit slightly different take though. Okay. Let's skip to the other end of the New Testament, Revelation 16, verse 6. It's where they talk about all the bulls. For those of you who like Revelation's chapters, it's pretty fascinating. So verse 6, the sixth bull, the great river Euphrates dries up, preparing the way for the kings from the east. Three impure spirits resembling frogs emerge from the mouths of the dragon, the beast, and the false prophet. These spirits deceive nations, gathering them for the final battle. David, I was going to say right out there, who are the three impure spirits? Just going to say, maybe China, maybe Russia, maybe North Korea. I don't know. Who's the false prophet? Obama. Sorry, just something to clear my throat there. But, possibly. Just saying, there's some demonic activity happening, which we're going to unpack in this show.
The Bible was foretelling what was going to happen in today's world. It always does.
Yeah.
What a connection. What a direct connection to what happened last night in New York City, everybody. I know there's other things going on in the world, but let's touch on this first.
Yeah, let's do it.
So last night, New York City, the formerly greatest city in this country, I don't know if I'd even put in the top 100 at this point.
No.
Four living presidents were in New York City at the same time. That's probably been a long time since we've been able to say that. Mm-hmm. So we had one who was observing the fallen New York police PD officer.
Right.
That would be Donald J. Trump,
yep.
The rightful current president. He should be in the White House now, paying very respectful condolences to the officer and his family.
Yeah.
Being just as presidential as you wanted to be. Look, you know, everything he said was spot on. This cannot happen anymore. Then we had the three clowns, and I'm gonna throw this to you.
Yeah.
Going to a fundraising event with the one percenters hosted by that clown Stephen Colbert and Lizzo, who I don't even know who that is, dude. What's going on with those three?
It's just brutal. Let's paint a picture for folks at home. What happened yesterday? Because on March the 28th, 2024, this is a tale of two cities, folks at home. Okay, so buckle up, pay attention. This is your choice. There's three choices that you can make. You can either sit on the sidelines, you can vote for the far left neo-Marxists, or you can vote for America First. And nothing more than what happened yesterday in New York City is a tale of the two cities. So, Dave, as you quite well said, you know, President Trump was there consoling the widow with her one-year-old child who will never know his father because he was shot by a black man who had a rap sheet a mile long, 20 prior felony convictions, including attempted murder. This guy was so horrific, dude. He had a shiv, which is a small knife, actually shoved up his rectum so that he was prepared the next time he went to jail to deal with the felons in prison. Right. This is the kind of quality human or subhuman we're talking about. The cop went over to ask this vehicle to move. It was just a traffic stop. Went up to the vehicle. And the guy pulled out a gun and shot him dead. So President Trump, as you said, was there for this this funeral today. On the other side of town in Midtown Manhattan, New York City, Radio City Music Hall, Obama, Clinton, and Biden were there for a $25 million fundraiser. They raised $25 million in hard cash donations. Apparently, the seats were $100,000 each at the cheapest price. Right. And here's the thing, Dave. What you have with these three guys, these are the satanic forces that Revelation 16, verse 6 is referring to, okay? It's very simple, folks. It's very simple. Obama is a traitor, and Clinton is a rapist, and Biden is a criminal. It's that simple. That there.
Yeah.
I mean, there is, and those are all facts that are stipulated. There is no dispute about this. And they were there yucking it up. The liberal, I mean, it does, the optics don't get any worse for the Democratic Party. Yucking it up, liberals, elites, the money drawn. And what did you have outside? Tens of thousands of Sharia, the folks from the Middle East. They were all upset. They were conflating with the trans folks. All of them, all the people that you think support that side were all upset with that side, and they were all protesting. And what did you have in Long Island? President Trump with holding an umbrella in the pouring rain while this police officer was being laid to rest. I submit to you, Dave, this election is about simple choices. And that day, yesterday, portrayed a very simple choice. You are on one side or the other, so choose.
Talk about A Tale of Two Cities. As clear as that, that famous book, famous movie, A Tale of Two Cities. And it's so simple, dude. That divide is so clear. Mm-hmm. And if you're going to side with the out-of-touch 1%ers that hate you, or you're going to side with a patriot, despite all of his flaws, we know all the flaws that Trump brings to the table with him.
We're all flawed.
But my God, it can't be any clearer. And when you had these thousands of Arab Muslims out front.
That's right.
Hey, believe me, I've talked about this. This is a preview.
Oh, yeah.
Chicago, August at the DNC.
Yeah.
Oh, my Lord. That is going to be hell on wheels.
The conflation of BLM, Antifa, and the Sharia, the radical Sharia Muslim sect is going to conflate into a unholy. Why do you think we play Holy War as our intro music for folks at home all the time? This is conflating into a radical explosion that we're going to see this summer ahead of the election. It's going to make the BLM Summer 11 2020, Dave, look like a walk in the park, Kazansky.
You know, the longtime hippies always refer to the 68 Chicago Convention. And this year also is going to be in Chicago. I mean, they're, you know, that's not just a total coincidence. There's something biblical about that as well.
Absolutely. No, absolutely. And to you know, I'm sure if you picked this up during the funeral today, Dave, on Long Island. So Governor Kathy Hochul of New York showed up for the funeral. They wouldn't let her in, Dave. They would not let her in. She tried to get in to, quote unquote, pay her respects. They knew it was all BS and optics. They know she's part of the problem.
Yes.
Her and Soros and Alvin Bragg and Tish James and all these DAs that are soft on crime, that have these criminals running around New York City, punching people in the face in New York City, and they get arrested and they get released. They get arrested and they get released over and over and over again. And what finally happens? You get a police officer who gets shot, and that child will never know their father. That is what happens. She showed up for the funeral. They said, suck on it, Kathy. You're not welcome here. She turned around. Yes. She left.
That was one of the more amazing clips I've seen in the last year. And, you know, they're coming in every day now. She shows up unannounced.
Yeah.
And just, I'm the governor. Of course, you're going to love to see me because I'm going to, quote unquote, pay my respect. Just, she just wants a photo op, believe me.
Yeah, suck on this, Hochul.
She's got blood in her hands. Obama's got blood on his hands. The whole bunch of them. And hey, thank goodness they were tough enough to say, take a hike, suck on this, get the F out, Hochul, and your little clan there.
Totally.
We don't want you here.
And by the way, Dave, back to the Radio City thing with Obama the traitor. Okay, let me just repeat this for people who just maybe joined our show a little late. Obama the traitor, okay, Clinton the rapist, and Biden the criminal. I posted this on our Twitter account. It got thousands of hits. They all three of them were on a elevated platform behind the stage, which actually goes down below the orchestra level. So they were all three standing on it. And then to open the night, the floor rose up. It was like something coming out of Dante's Inferno, dude. It was like hell has risen. And you know what? Because it has. Those are the apostolites. Those are the three guys that have been cast down into darkness. And it was very appropriately optical. It was like they were coming up from hell to the surface because they are. They're satanic.
What does Bill Clinton have to do for them to eventually be pushed out? There's no, I mean,
die
at this point.
That's it. I mean, he's no look. He's a grifter. We all know he's a grifter. We know Clinton's
been a rapist.
Clinton's been a grifter since he was a governor of Arkansas.
Yeah,
that dude just grifts onto anything and everything he can while he's not getting, you know, Monica Lewinsky'd in the White House.
And still to this day, they still clap and clap and clap for him.
Of course.
It's frightening. All right.
Him and his foundation, the Clinton Foundation, they destroyed Haiti. They washed the money through there. Now they're doing the same thing in the Ukraine. It's over and over and over again, people. How stupid can people be supporting this kind of stuff?
I know. Dude, it's a holy war. Hey, let's jump. There's another video that made blood come out of my eyeballs.
Yeah.
So this poor lady out there in Oklahoma, she actually tweeted added a few messages to her. I believe it was a Facebook post.
It was Facebook,
right?
Her Facebook post, yeah.
So she's a regular lady. She's making 2 cents in an hour. Yeah. It's, you know, she's in about a lower income place you can. All of a sudden she gets these, hey, excuse me, she gets these scary looking, they look like FBI. They got FBI shirts on, by the way.
Okay.
They knock on her door. They start asking her, getting her in her grill, asking her questions, threatening her. This was this video, by the way, has now gone viral because
totally.
Good for
huge.
Her that she immediately went inside,
she was very smart.
took out her phone, yeah. Say, I want to see your ID. They're trying to harass her as if, we want to make sure that you're not threatening, yada, yada, yada. I mean, this is in your face, brown shirting, Soviet era style, in your face stuff, trying to intimidate you, almost wanting to arrest you. And she actually handled it really well.
She handled it, I would say, far better, Dave, to be honest, than I would handle it. To be honest. You're right. This is like KGB, Gestapo, Nazi type tactics. How much evidence? I mean, this thing has now gone gazillion viral around the world. There's no more evidence required to show how Merrick Garland, the attorney general, and Biden, the illegitimate usurper on Pennsylvania Avenue, not the legitimate president, has weaponized the Justice Department. They pick up the phone, they call big tech, Meta runs a filter, and they're like, I checked out her account today. There's nothing crazy on there. It's not like she was threatening to kill anybody or anything like ridiculous. She posted a bad meme, I think that said F you Biden or something to that effect, something
FJB.
Like that. And two federal police officers, FBI officers, show up at her door. Like, and the whole point is what they want to do is they want you scared, right?
Yes,
we're 6 months out from the election. They want you scared. So for folks at home, don't get scared. Don't operate from a position of fear ever, ever, ever in your life. Be respectful, be professional, be courteous, be honest and legal. Never operate from a position of fear. And she did handle it very well.
Because of Elon Musk, we're actually having a much better, communication, through social media.
Yeah.
Thanks. But
it's the only platform that you can do that on now. Cause I mean, Meta, YouTube, Instagram, that's all.
And YouTube's still terrible. But I love how she handled herself. Watch the video if you can, everybody. But basically, just like you said, Don't fear these people. Just say, hey, I'm going to talk to my lawyer. Get off my lawn. That old expression. Get off my lawn.
I think the first part of the conversation was amazing. They're like, we're just here to have a conversation with you. Is that okay? And she's like, no. That's not okay. And I don't want to have any conversation with you until my lawyer's here. Which is exactly what you should say.
And I can't. We always try to be nice with the rank and file. I'm sorry. How do you come back from this? If you're that dude in the beard with the glasses terrorizing the woman, I don't want you employed by the government anymore ever. You've sold your soul out. If you took orders, it's just like saying, hey, I will take orders.
Yeah.
You know?
Well,
I will do what they say.
A lot of these new hires at the FBI, I hate to say this, but they're basically like mall cops who couldn't cut it. But now they're like being invited into places like Department of Homeland Security, TSA, FBI, because they get to use weak-minded people and they federalize them. They give them a badge and a gun and some training. And, you know, and they give them federal officer status. And hey, all I'm saying, just, you know, same thing as the KGB and the SS. Same thing.
Let me give you two good examples, both here and around the world, about pushing back. That's one of our favorite themes.
Yeah,
first off, Riley Gaines, that fantastic swimmer.
Oh, yeah.
pushing back against the woke policies. Her and a bunch of other swimmers and other female athletes have now filed a lawsuit, a major lawsuit against the NCAA and their nonsense about letting men compete in women's sports. That alone should we get Donald Trump the presidency again, right? So good for Riley Gaines. This is they filed this in the North District of Georgia just a couple days ago. 14 other plaintiffs. I'm sure they're going to get a great verdict on that. I just sue the heck out of these people. You know, the NCAA, like all the rest of the woke organizations. Quick media hit, dude.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. So real quick before one other pushback. Yeah. The populist reform UK party.
Yeah.
Not with our pal Nigel.
Nigel Farage.
Remember that name, everybody. The Tories are a joke. The Tories are just like the Conservative Party in the U.S. No. That was about 30 years ago when Maggie Thatcher was still running the show there.
Right.
That was ended a long time ago.
Oh, yeah.
So now we've got the Reform UK Party. It is light speed. It's up at almost 20% now. It will surpass the Tories and the leftist globalist party in the next couple of years. I guarantee it. So read up on them. They're called the Reform UK Party.
Okay. Yeah. No, I mean it's. I definitely want to hear your quick media hit on that front, Dave, too. But. Look, Riley Gaines is a rock star, okay? I mean,
yes,
I know a number of people, including a listener, shout out to Amy, big listener, fan of the show, been through a lot of similar issues with her sports teams and stuff, and a tranny, you know, showing up. And let's just be honest, like, we don't even start. Basically, there's men and women, okay? So the people that we're calling trannies, these are men who think they're women, and they go to play women's sports, and they injure and hurt people. Okay, that's what they do. And they go into bathrooms they're not supposed to go into and so forth. So it's a disease. Okay, people, there's two choices. And everybody listening to this show knows that. Men or women, boys and girls, there's two choices. Everything else in the middle is a disease. Okay, it's a sickness. It's a mental illness. And it's really, I hate to say this, but I mean, it's caught fire really across the country. At least now we have some states like Kansas and Florida and, you know, many others, Missouri, starting to ban things like, you know, transgender, like reassignment surgery for children. I don't care if you want to do that over 21. That's your call. If you're an adult, you're a full grown idiot, you know, no problem. Have at it. But not for like kids under 14. Give me a break. That's
irreversible.
And
not allowing the parents to have any say in it, too. That's what makes it.
That's welcome to California, where they have no say in anything. So
that's called devil worship right there, folks.
Yeah.
Hey, let's do a quick Hollywood minute.
Yeah.
Hey, first off, Planet Fitness plummets because they kicked out a woman, a member, who actually had the gall, speaking of, to videotape a man that they allowed in the women's restroom.
Oh, Jesus.
So instead of doing the right thing by, hey, dude, get the F out of the female locker room,
right.
They kicked her out, huge lawsuit, their stock has plummeted. Okay, next one.
Beauty.
Ready? We got the Hollywood Takeover. So there's a fantastic movie called Hollywood Takeover. It's China's control of the film industry, and it's very much linked into all the leftist woke Hollywood garbage.
Right.
But it's funny how the Chinese have kind of usurped that. Is that the right word?
Usurped.
They've kind of taken Hollywood's leftist woke nonsense and say, hey, we want that as a part of that as well. So China now controls a huge part of the film and TV industry. Sad to say, no wonder the shows all stink. And this was backed up by the Warner Brothers CEO.
Yeah.
One of their top people there is a DEI officer who openly endorses now discriminating against employees who disagree with the DEI ideology. So it's out in the open now.
Yeah, perfect.
They don't have to hide it anymore. This
sure.
is Warner Brothers. This is like the third biggest media company in the world, folks.
Yeah. Yeah. And by the way, who was the dude who just in charge of Universal? Just basically charged today with like child porn charges.
I saw that. Yeah.
So I don't know what it is about this industry that you're involved with, Dave, but I mean, I know, but it's
hey, don't put it on me, man.
I'm not putting it on you. I'm just saying some of the higher ups in some of those companies are involved with some pretty DP Diddy like
hey,
stuff.
Hey, Nickelodeon.
You know I mean.
There's a whole documentary about Nickelodeon now going down like Disney.
We
bunch
saw
of, a bunch
P.
of
Diddy
pedos
is,
running
by the
show
way.
There.
We did a show. We covered P. Diddy in the last show, but I don't even know. That dude is still not resurfaced, right? I'm not sure where he is.
They did come out with a list, a lot of very high-profile Hollywood types. No politicians, but high-profile, very wealthy 1% Democrat-supporting Hollywood types that were on his list.
Ah, lovely. Dave, my last sort of story this week, bring it back to California. This, and by the way, folks, this is coming to your state. Trust me, unless you're like a really great red state like Florida, this is coming to your state. California unveils income-based utility fees. Member of congressmen have filed opposition. So, Dave, the California Public Utility Commission, CPUC, again, a bunch of appointed libtards that Governor Newsom has appointed. Guess what? If you live in California, you're going to, if you make the more money you make, the more money you're going to pay for your power. And that's basically, I'm not going to go through all the details, but if you're poor, you won't pay much money for your electricity. But if you are the wealthier that you are, the more money, and there's no cap, the more money you will pay for your power. So they call it income-based power utilization. That sounds suspiciously like the Soviet Union, doesn't it, Dave?
Yeah, that would be Nicaragua, North Korea, Cuba, basically income distribution,
yeah.
Redistribution.
Well, because he's got a $70 billion deficit hole he has to fill. That's Newsom in California, and they don't know where to get the money. I mean, they're still like $50 billion short. All the revenue producers, guess where they're going? They're leaving the state. So all the wealthy people and the companies, they're leaving the state. And so you can only cut so much. So what else do? You start ratcheting up. Why did SDG&E, San Diego Gas and Electric, why did SDG&E this year, for the first time in its history, make $1 billion of profit? Because they jacked up the rates for the last 2 years. They doubled the rates. So people who normally had like a $500 monthly utility bill, it was $1,000 all of a sudden. So that's how they did it.
And
that's
once again,
how they screw you.
They want to trap the lower 30% in a forever government-dependent life.
Mm-hmm.
And this is just one of the – because it's like, why should I try? When you give people more and more incentives to stay poor and to stay connected, please, government daddy and mommy, please take care of me
crumbs.
Because I can't do it on my own.
Please, more crumbs. Sprinkle some more crumbs my way. And by the way, on that topic, before we go, I have to leave you with one thing. This whole electric vehicle thing, Dave, is pissing me off, okay?
Yep.
If you want to drive an EV, fine, go ahead. We have a lot of fans of the shows who drive Teslas. Okay, have at it. No problem. But don't force it on me, okay? In California, they're saying by 2035, you must drive an electric vehicle. There'll be no gas-powered vehicles for sale. I guess you could buy one in Arizona and drive it in, but there'll be no gas-powered vehicles for sale by 2035 in Arizona. So they are forcing this on you. Now, here's the thing. It's like climate change. It's like all of this stuff. Here's the connected dot part for our show, right? So one-third of these EVs, guess where they come from? China. Yeah, they're not Teslas. They come
exactly.
from China. So what about all the electronics? Think about the electronics that were on that ship in Baltimore. Okay. So the CCP has backdoor software. They control the ship. They control the cars. And so now you have 40 million people in California driving electric cars. You push all of a sudden, Xi Jinping hits a button there in Tiananmen Square in Beijing and boom, your cars stop running. Right. So it's all about control. That's why I want people to say it's not a conspiracy thing. It's not a crazy. Hey, by the way, last time I checked, crazy was right 100% of the time. It's just the question is, are you right today? I may not be right today, but I think down the road, there's something to be said for that. Because if you're all driving these things, all of a sudden there's no more juice. And guess what? The utilities, the CPUC, they control the power. Okay. They control where you plug into and all of it, your power, your consumption, your fridge, your microwave, your car, all of it. You're beholden to them.
If you think it was crowded on the 405 this last weekend, wait till cars start stalling because the Chinese are pulling the plug on your electricity. Hey, I don't know about you. This weekend, I'm heading up to LeBron James' next door neighbor. I'm going to do some squatting.
Oh,
right
yeah.
next to LeBron this weekend. That's where I'm going, everybody. That's where I'm enjoying Easter weekend.
I heard LeBron was on a G7 with P. Diddy up doing something or other. So
there you go.
Dude, great to see you this week, folks. Thanks for tuning in. We really appreciate it. And thanks for listening. Make sure to share us with all of your right-minded friends. We are all over the place out there on social media. We are on Twitter, Getter, Gab, MeWe, @RantAndRave1776. And Dave, as always, we'll see you down the road on the right side.